Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission. I'm your host, Maya Morton. Puppets, yes, puppets, come in every variety of shape and size, but have you seen the larger-than-life papier-mâché puppets, maybe at the May Day celebration in Powderhorn Park in Minneapolis, or out in Vermont at the Bread and Puppets Farm? Mary Plaster is a Duluth artist who, early in her career, caught the bug after seeing the puppet work at the Heart of the Beast Theater. She attended art school at MCAD in Minneapolis and worked in photography, jewelry, painting, and her current reputation as a papier-mâché artist, working primarily in theater, making masks and puppets. Mary Plaster is showing her work this month in gallery style at Beener's Central Concert Coffee House in West Duluth all month, with the opening reception this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Mary joins Radio Gallery as she gears up for her opening.
My name is Mary Plaster, and my medium of choice right now is papier-mâché. I'm a trained artist, but also do theater, and so papier-mâché is something I've been fooling around with for the last, almost 10 years. Well, I was influenced by Heart of the Beast in the late 70s. My mom took me to one of the parades when I was still in high school, and at the time I was living in Montana and had never seen such a thing. So the scale of it was so exciting that I decided, I think I was such a fan of children's literature and, you know, fantasy and differences in scale that you see in children's literature. And then I worked at the children's theater next door. Just immediately felt like I found, you know, a medium or something that I wanted to do.
Are you doing puppets right now?
Yes, although the definition of puppets sure gets stretched because I had just worked for UMD's Spring Musical and we were trying to figure out how to depict the gods, Zeus and Poseidon. And what I decided is I wanted a scale so large that really you could only see the face. It solved a lot of problems not having to figure out how to do hands, but it was mostly just to have the faces much larger than a person even. Ended up not even having a hinged jaw or anything. It was actually just a group of students behind the faces shaking them when they talked. But it actually worked quite well. Well, in Duluth, there was the Art of Peace. It happened after the 9/11 events, and a group of people decided to have a nonviolent reaction toward conflict. And I was asked to help people make the four element puppets that are popular in Duluth and are now traveling throughout the Midwest in a production called the Renewsicle. So we have solar, wind, geothermal, and water energy represented by the four elements.
Tell me about your show at Beener's.
So I said, well, we need to change it then to the puppets. And he wasn't even aware of the type of work that I do. So it was actually sort of comical when we came in with the head of Zeus and laid him on the floor. He took up almost the whole small room that he likes to do the artwork in there. I'm excited to see people's reactions, and, you know, it's also an opportunity for them to walk up and see them really up close if they have seen them in the parades. It's just a whole other way of experiencing them. It's been a lot of fun and, you know, something that I never thought I'd be able to get back to and now have, and I don't know if that's a change in the times. I know that there was a Tony-winning award play recently that had puppets in it, and then, of course, there's Spider-Man on Broadway and other things that are using some of these, not exactly papier-mâché, but using puppets, and so that's exciting. And so I'm not sure if I'll ever get back to the encaustic that I wanted to work with, back to the two dimensions. It's such a fun process doing sculptural and then being able to also paint. It's sort of the best of all worlds for someone who likes to do all the mediums.
Mary Plaster's show opens at Beener Central Concert Coffee House in West Duluth Thursday, June 2nd, with the reception from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and music from the Cosmic Pit Orchestra. Radio Gallery is produced by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton, music by Willie Murphy, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. For more information about the work of Mary Plaster or to listen to this segment again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.